obviously the picture because I saw it, a picture at Eurovision, and we all know that, you know, it's just a nonsense thingy, it's political. So anyway, I shared this photo of the Eurovision, and I had a comment, and this is from a lady up in the Lancashire area of England in the UK, because I wanted to ask for obvious reasons. I mean, it makes no difference because we've all got this same sex education. But anyway, she said, my grandson walked out of sex ed class in his secondary school yesterday, told the teacher he refuses as it's something he doesn't wish to learn. Now my daughter is up against the school as she is backing him and told the school she's not making him do something he feels sick about. His punishment is 14 detentions at the moment. It's like the teachers think it's fine to push this sick agenda onto the kids. So basically, this lad has gone in as a 12-year-old lad and said, I don't want to do this, right? It's his choice to do it. It seems as children's rights exist. We're teaching them about consent, and they can consent if they want to or if they wish not to. Yet when this when the children are sitting down and saying, I don't want to do this, they're being given detention for 14 days, 14 times, right? So anyway, I said, where are you from? I said, because, you know, this is, we can help with this. And then she said, I couldn't believe this bit is really, really frightening, the next part of it. If that wasn't, you know, sort of angering enough, this is very, very, very disturbing. So basically, I asked where she was from. And she said, he's 12 and he's in the UK school in a Lancashire area. I had to restrain myself from shouting nonsense groomer while my daughter was talking on the phone when they rang her after school to tell her what had happened. They are forcing these kids to learn it, but my grandson refuses to be forced. My daughter told the teacher it's all about compliance for the school. And the teacher asked if my grandson has suffered any sexual abuse or trauma or embarrassed as to why he didn't want to be in the class. My daughter said, no, not at all. They told her they'll have to now look into this to see if he had indeed suffered any trauma. So the school now accuses you of lying, it seems. Right, so hang on a minute. We've got a school teaching these children all about sex, sex positive sex education. Then when they don't want to be involved in it, they're being accused or the you know, indirectly of there's something wrong. This is absolutely insane.
This will also then, if they're going to do the investigation, this means social services.
Of course it does.
They brought their son up well, but he doesn't want these thoughts. He doesn't need to know. He's got no reason to know at 12 years of age. There's no need for him
to have these conversations.
And they have now, this is...
It's dangerous. Very.
This is bad. This is really, really bad.
If he had been abused, right, that is going to re-traumatize him. And let me just read you something, right? I just remembered something which actually does relate to this. And I don't think I've mentioned it before. I've got a friend on Facebook and she's been a mental health nurse for children, right, in Scotland for a long time. And basically, she told me what was going on in her, you know, what she was seeing. And I asked, would she write a statement, right? And I've only just remembered she'd written this. So what I just said there now, obviously, you know, if that child has been abused, how it can be traumatized. So basically, this is her statement, and it's quite short, but listen to what she's saying. I am sharing what we are experiencing in children and young people services here in Scotland and what is undoubtedly happening in child services all over the UK with regards to RSE being taught in all schools, which became mandatory in late 2020. As stated previously, I'm in Scotland and I have worked in children and young person services for 24 years. And as you can imagine, I have encountered some very harrowing and distressing accounts. Last summer, a referral was passed to us and certainly not isolated from children's counselling for mental health. While upsetting, it was not unexpected. No name for anonymity, but the referral was for a 12-year-old boy. So this boy is the same age as this one who didn't want to do it. He was the survivor of sexual abuse. His abusers were known to him. They were convicted and sent to prison. This boy was referred to us because years of counselling, trauma healing had all been undone. The boy was now back to having night terrors, panic attacks, bedwetting, suicidal thoughts, and episodes of deep depression and self-isolating. He was shutting off from family, peers, and his carers. He was also refusing to return to school. The only reason stated on the referral by his counsellor for his breakdown was the RSE lesson being taught in the classroom. These lessons had triggered the horrific, traumatic, painful memories of abuse inflicted on him by his abusers. Does this sound like material you want your children being taught when it can trigger the emotions of a boy who was sexually and physically abused? Many parents out there are oblivious to what is being shown and discussed with their children. Some flippantly say the world is changing, so teaching should too. No, your children are being groomed and sexualized in what should be a safe setting. As previously stated, I've worked in child services for 24 years and it can be heart-wrenching what I read, but this is way beyond a deliberate and sinister plan for our children. I'm thankful my child is grown, but if they were still school age, I would be withdrawing them from school if this grooming is not abolished. I've obviously discussed these referrals coming through with colleagues, and whilst they may not be awake, they're very much in agreement. These lessons are very sinister. If we can see it, counsellors can see it, some teaching staff can see it, then all parents need to take heed of this. This boy and all children are going to be damaged by this. This isn't teaching love and trust and relationships to children. It's sordid, it's vile and pornographic. It's damaging and ugly. That was her statement. The sole reason for that boy being re-traumatised is his RSE lesson, and it's not an isolated case.
So this boy hasn't been. He doesn't want to know. He just doesn't, you know, there is no need for him to know.
And he's got every right to say no. He's Gillick
competent. Exactly. And now they've got, now it's looked like they'll have the door opened up into social life. And then we know where they go with this.